Podcast. I am Jeff Smith, the host of the show. That's from HireTrustMarketing.com/blog and InfoMarketerZone.com. Hey, thanks everyone for joining today. I appreciate you guys listening. Listenership is growing. I hear from you guys more often over on the Twitter at HireTrust is where you'll find me. That's at HireTrust. I want to hear from you guys, so make sure you you get heard, and let's engage up on the Twitter. I'm on Twitter quite often, still like it. I know a lot of people have moved on to other platforms. Of course, I'm on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram and all the others as well. We're going to do a show on that actually one day. It's probably worthy of spending about 20 minutes just going through strategies because we're pretty prevalent in all those platforms, giving you sort of our insider view as to how all those are working. But that's a topic for another day. Hey, I hope you guys are doing great. How are things going in your business? Three topics today I think are going to help a lot. Number one, and I'm getting asked this a lot on Twitter and on our blog and inside InfoMarketerZone.com, which is our sort of training program, training website where we train entrepreneurs to not only get into the business of information product marketing, that's dissemination of information, content marketing, and selling their own paid ebooks, books, training courses, etc. We've been doing that obviously for over 15 years now, offline and online. So, you know, it's a big part of our business. We run four different businesses and across four different niche markets in that space, and have coached thousands on developing their own products. So that's obviously a part of InfoMarketerZone.com. But another big part is because it is a site we update multiple times each week, it's a site where we can share with you the latest, greatest marketing techniques, branding techniques, traffic generation techniques, conversion techniques. All of that is included in that site as well. So it's as much about marketing as it is about product creation. But the two, I would have to say, go hand in hand to make probably the best combination of ingredients for you to dominate your space that I have come across, and that still holds very much today. All right, so the topics we are going to cover today. So I had mentioned the first one is Facebook advertising. Now, we've been using a little bit more Facebook advertising lately. We've used PPC, Google AdSense, Google AdWords in the past to generate some traffic. Not huge advertisers. I would say we rely on about 25% of our traffic, leads, and sales comes from paid advertising. That's fluctuated over the years from near nothing, you know, up to the 25%. What I want to talk about today is a little bit about when you should use it, in what situations, and just maybe some tips and techniques we've learned in using it, ramping up the use of it more in the last sort of 6 to 8 months, and also helping a number of other businesses use Facebook advertising. We're going to talk about that. Then we're going to talk about how else can you get traffic. What's the other techniques that we're seeing really sort of generate significant traffic, pump up the leads and conversions? And then we're going to finish off with the four things that you should be doing each day. If you're building a business, if you're building a brand, if you're building a reputation, you're building a line of income, even if you're getting started out in a career and you want to dominate that career and get promoted and become one of the leaders in your career space, I don't see a lot of difference, frankly, these days in terms of someone who wants to dominate in someone else's business or in a job, in a career, and someone who wants to dominate in their own business. You've got to look at things pretty much the same way. I'm seeing the leaders in a lot of the top companies, other than obviously some of the big monopolies, et cetera, but any kind of dynamic company, you know, I'm seeing a lot more resemblance between the top employees in those spaces and the most in demand people and entrepreneurs. All right, so let's jump into Facebook advertising real quick. First of all, if you guys don't mind, if you're listening to this, head up to Twitter, if you're on Twitter, and go to @HireTrust, follow me, but let me know if you've done any Facebook advertising, what your experience has been, or maybe if you haven't, Do you intend on doing any? And if so, do you have any questions on it, or do you have any concerns or fears about doing it? Alternatively, you can leave a comment on the blog. If you aren't listening to this on our blog, you can head over to hirertrustmarketing.com/blog, where you will find a ton of information, including all of our podcasts. And you'll be able to search up podcast number 18, which is what this one is labeled as, and leave a comment against the podcast. And let us know what your thoughts are on Facebook advertising or your experiences. Now, here's the three situations we have found Facebook advertising to make the most sense. Number one, where you've got a budget of, say, $50 to $100, and you want to test a sales page, test a sales funnel, test a maybe a product through testing an affiliate product or a report that you have, a low-end tripwire product, something like that, where you want to do some testing. You want to get some early market feedback, and you don't want to wait sort of a few weeks to be able to get organic traffic, but you want to run a test over the next 3 to 5 days and really figure things out in terms of, you know, is any of this working? Is it jiving? It's good for that because you can send immediate traffic, you can target the traffic, you can get immediate results, and the analytics are very good. Another situation is where you're a little bit more refined. You've sort of gotten your sales funnel and your sales pages and your product refined, and you're seeing some good ROI. And that means you've got a handle on, you know, for every 100 visitors to my site, I'm getting one or two sales. You know, versus for every 1,000 users you're getting to your site, you're getting one sale, where you're seeing some decent numbers around 1 or 2% conversion, and you want to, you know, organic traffic is sort of feeding you maybe 1,000 visitors or less than that, probably 500 visitors a day. And so you're converting anywhere from 2 to 5 products a day, but you really want to ramp that up to the next phase where you want to maybe double that and really start to ramp up your front end lead generation, your lead gen, and your ROI and your sales. Then Facebook can be great for that because you sort of know your numbers, and all you really want to do is verify that Facebook advertising, you should be able to at least maintain those numbers and even get better, and throw some money at it and immediately, or at least within a few days, start to see a profitable Facebook campaign where you're, you know, for every $10 you're throwing into Facebook advertising, you're making 15 on the back end, and you know those numbers. If, however, you're somebody who's still trying to find their way and your conversions aren't anywhere near where you'd like them to be at this point with organic, you've got a lot of thinking to do. It's probably not the right platform, you know, unless, you know, you're sitting there with $200 to $500. And you really want to get some substantial targeted traffic to your site while you improve it, and speed is your real objective here, then certainly throw some traffic at it. Just realize that you're probably going to lose, most likely 99% chance you're going to lose money on that campaign. But again, if you come out of it with a finely tuned campaign and you've got your ROI numbers up by the end of that, by the end of, say, a week or two of spending, you know, $20 or $30 a day on Facebook advertising, and you've gotten 30 or 40 concrete leads to your page every day to test it, then great. You've come out of that with the objective is met, right? But again, you've got to have that money available. And then the third reason that people do advertising is on Facebook is really around branding and coverage. If you want to start to get known in your industry, if you want to go after a market and dominate it, and you want to become the name in that industry, and you want to attract partners, you want to attract a lot of attention, then certainly heading out with a Facebook campaign, and you've got options there. You don't necessarily have to send people back to your website. You can send people to other content on Facebook. You can send them back to a piece of content on your website instead of right to a sales page. You can do a lot of things like that where you can get actually lower cost per clicks that way, and build up your likes, build up your traffic to your content, and really start to build a brand for yourself and become visible in your marketplace. And you can do that, you know, for a lot less than you could do a campaign where you're sending traffic to a link outside of Facebook, which they tend to have fairly high cost per clicks on, at least in the beginning. So a couple of other tips before we move on to the next topic. When you do Facebook advertise, let's say one of those criteria is met and you want to give it a shot, a few things. So make sure you have images that are highly relevant to your ad if you're going to place an ad. So go to a good, you know, iStock or a good image company and either get your images developed or take, you can take stock images, but make sure they're, you don't settle, make sure they're very relevant and they evoke the sort of benefit or at least the emotion in somebody's mind of the benefit that you're trying to sell. Okay, I see an awful lot of people make a mistake that they put irrelevant images there, and the image makes up a big part of the ad. It's what someone looks at and within seconds decides whether to click on your ad or not. And you know, if your image sucks, it just isn't going to work. So image is incredibly important, and make sure that you know the headspace your prospect, your audience is going to be in, who you're targeting, and what benefit you're going to target as a result of the ad. Then you want to have a hard-hitting headline. You only have about 75 characters to fit that headline in, so you need to work within those parameters and make it hard-hitting, a benefit-oriented statement. And you want to promise them something of high value. And when I talk about value, I'm talking about two things. I'm talking about perceived value of your prospect, which means are you addressing a topic that they urgently want addressed? To be, have, do, become something that they're not today. And number two, are you giving them a big solution to that big problem? So is your solution perceived as something that's different, that is going to get them, it's going to be worth their time to spend on it, and it's going to get them further along in terms of what they want in their lives, all right? I would suggest highly that you have at least three ads running, and what they will do is split test those for you, right? So you can add multiple, up to six, I believe, ads, and you can. There's different ad formats. You can look at those online. We just released a Facebook advertising guide, by the way, guys. Over 40 pages, taken lots of screenshots from our campaigns, lots of tips, techniques, strategies to lower your cost per click, etc. And we released that on infomarketerzone.com. That's our coaching and teaching site. That site's right now only $27 a month, and it's got chock full of video trainings, tools, templates taken right from our business. And the Facebook guide is just the latest addition that we put up there as a result of this. So I'm just pulling a few of the pieces out of that. Another tip is to make sure you highly target your audience. You've got all kinds of parameters. We go through those in the guide in how you can target the audience. The other thing is to really focus in the beginning. The first few days, you should be trying to maximize your click-through rate, because that will help lower your cost per click. You'll find that in the beginning, your cost per click is for most markets, is quite expensive. It may be anywhere from $2 to $5 per click, right? But that will come down fairly quickly if you're getting a decent click-through rate on your product. So, you know, your first 10 to 20 bucks, you're probably going to throw away on a Facebook campaign just to start building your cost per click, your click-throughs, and then it should come down. I know our campaigns, often the cost per click is cut in half within the first couple of days, and that's, you know, again, based on the fact that you're split testing ads and you remove the ads that aren't getting the click-throughs, and you go with the ads that get the best click-throughs. So those are some, and you want to put daily limits. You want to follow your stats and find out, you know, you get a lot of analytics with Facebook. They've really improved in that area where you can get a lot of input on who is actually visiting the site. You may be shocked by that, and you can always tailor your ads, you know, add another ad to your split test based on what you know of the market that's coming in to even fine tune it further. But the whole objective there, obviously, is to make sure that you're lowering your cost per click, you're targeting the right audience, you're getting more traffic, more targeted, and that your back end, you're starting to see some conversions. If you don't, then you've got to sort of put that on hold or spend some more money and tune your back end to figure that part out, okay? So no magic there, but really certainly some tips. And that guide I mentioned is over at infomarketerzone.com. A lot more detail that we've put in that based on the campaigns and some other strategies for lowering your cost per click. All right, so If you're not ready to go with Facebook advertising, or if you want to augment it, how else do you get traffic to your sites these days? How else do you go from limping along at, you know, 10, 20, 30, 100 visitors per day to getting to 500 to 1,000 visitors today and beyond? So what is the approach? What are the, what's the approach for content? Well, what we're seeing today is that, for traffic, what we're seeing today is that content is at the root of all of the strategies. So it starts with understanding what valuable content is for your marketplace, what engages them, what they're interested in. And, you know, I've never spent more time going in behind the scenes and looking at things like Reddit discussion forums, Facebook groups, looking at discussion forums that are outside of those platforms on the internet, looking into what my customers are talking about and my audience, is talking about, what they're exchanging, what the frustrations are, looking on Amazon, find out what they're buying, what are the comments in Amazon, all of those things, just to get a read on your market so that you've got a constant flow. And social is great for this too, monitoring Twitter conversations and Facebook conversations and Instagram, and now streaming. Awesome ways to get ideas for new content. And so what you want to be doing is developing multiple pieces of content daily. And we're going to talk a little bit more, I think, in the next section here about what content really is. Because there's long-form content, there's mid-form content, there's micro-content. We're going to talk a bit more about those in the next section here. But you want to be developing content every day, and then you want to be syndicating that content. You want to be distributing that content out to multiple platforms. So sometimes it's straight take that content, post it somewhere else. Like if you have an article in your blog and you go to Medium and you post media, basically you can input your articles from your blog directly into Medium. Today they have an import function there. You can take that exact article and you can change maybe the title, change a few pieces, but really you're not after anything to do with duplicate content or SEO here. It's just another platform where people hang out and they look for content and they'll find you. And you may only get 10, 20 extra visits from Medium each day for the first 20 days you post your content, but hey, do that every day and it starts to add up, right? And you start to brand yourself. It's another area where SEO will find your content. People, as they join Medium, will find it, and you can start seeing opportunities where you can like each other's content and distribute it even further. There's comments against it, etc. So for us, we develop, like I said, multiple pieces of content daily, and we always make sure that our blog on our key sites, we have multiple blogs and multiple businesses and multiple niches, and we still are able to do this. We make sure that the blog includes the content, and then a lot of the content that's outside the blog either points back to one of our landing sales funnels or to the blog, to the content itself, so people can come back and look at other things on the blog. And of course, the blog has its own sales funnel strategy as well. But you want to be producing, ideally, videos on YouTube. You want to be posting on Facebook, on Twitter. You want to be on Instagram, potentially on Pinterest, depending on the type of business. You want to be streaming, streaming updates through Periscope or through Meerkat, through Facebook streaming, etc. You want to be in all these platforms. You need to dominate. And not all of these, you know, some of these could be just 2-minute posts. Hey, just posted on this topic, really want your comments here. And then it's a link back to your long form content on your blog, for example. So, but you know, you need to be present, visible, and developing content on all those platforms, and also engaging in all those platforms. And that's the real secret to generating traffic these days. Even if you're going to be, you know, if you're going to take a partnership approach and you've got a, you're going to build your partner network through joint ventures and through affiliate marketing. Today, you know, most affiliate programs head back to content, right? They drip content to be able to put people into a sales funnel and convert them, rather than, you know, affiliate programs sending directly to the sales page. That's still done, but more and more what we're seeing as more successful is to have, you know, some high value content the affiliate link goes to, which then puts them into a sales funnel and then sells them on the product. And the ROI on that for the affiliate partners is much higher. All right, so let's jump. That's it on traffic. Now, I can spend a lot of time on traffic if you guys want to know, if you want me to dig in deeper. We obviously do a ton of organic marketing, and we do so on behalf of some other companies as well. So we got a pretty good sense for what's working at any given time. and what I shared with you here today is what's working. We could go much deeper. If you guys want that, then hit me up either at the blog, HireTrustMarketing /blog, and look up this episode, episode 18 of the Online Business Platinum Podcast, or hit me up at HireTrust on Twitter, the two places I hang out the most. And you know, you can also find me on Facebook under HireTrust. Hit me up on one of those platforms and I will do more in-depth coverage of this if I know you guys want it. All right. So head over. All right. I'm going to have to cut this one a little shorter than I would have liked because I don't want to go on too long, but very important topic here in terms of what you should be spending your time on, the priorities, the important things you should be spending your time on if you want to grow your business at a maximum level, at a maximum potential. If you want to, you know, go well beyond what you're doing today, well beyond what your competition's doing, you want to focus on these four things, all right? So start with number one. You need to be, and most people skip this, most people, you know, dismiss this, but you need to be daily either setting, updating, or reviewing your purpose-driven goals. And you know, people will say, yeah, I know that, but they won't do it. You've got to have the discipline every day to make sure that if you don't have any, you need to set them. If they're more than a couple weeks old, you need to be updating them. And if you have them updated, you need to be reviewing them and putting your play, you're putting yourself visually, emotionally into the space, living the life as if you're living your purpose-filled life today. So if your objective is to live a life where you're so financially secure that you're able to help everyone around you improve their lives, and where you're putting yourself in a position where you can live in the place you want to live, where you can be around the people you want to be around, where you're doing and using your creative energies on the things you want, you've got to put yourself in that headspace. Do that first thing in the day, first thing in the morning, right? As you, before you start work, 15 minutes, you put yourself in that place and imagine yourself and emotionally get tied up in that space. Have yourself in that place. Rekindle that when you come back after lunch and do the same thing in the evening, right? When you jump in and you have to do 2 or 3 hours of work, put yourself in that place first and you'll be amazed at the energy you get from that, okay? So number two, beyond putting yourself in that place and reviewing your purpose-driven goals, number two is to be developing content. And I said I would talk about this a little bit more. So for us, we develop three kinds of content: long-form content, mid-range content, and micro-content. Long-form content I would put into the realm of any kind of product development, where I'm writing books, articles, reports, where I'm writing anything above, say, 1,000 to 1,500 words in a day. And that could be a long-form blog post for marketing purposes. It could be working on a project, working on an information product, a training product. But you should be working on something like that. You should be working on something related to a product and then something related to marketing and long-form content each day. It doesn't mean you release long-form content on your blog every day, but it means you're working on it, right? So you might write half of a long-form article that you then post the next day. But that's, you know, you should be putting some time towards long-form content. Then mid-range content. So the majority of what you'll develop are probably these sort of what I call it is consumable in 3 to 5 minutes. So it could be an 800 word blog post, a tip sheet, an answer to a question that comes up online. It could be a video or an audio that goes sort of up to 10 minutes. It could be a short article you do on Medium. It could be a YouTube video that's 3 to 5 minutes long. And this could be promotional in nature. It could be educational. It could be part of your sales funnel. But the point is you need to be developing sort of 3 to 5 minute content, and you should be doing that every day and releasing something every day. Micro content is really quick posts. Those are things like posting to social media, posting to Facebook. And those posts could be, a tip, technique, or strategy. It could be an answer to a question that somebody has online. It could be a link back to your long-form content and just said, hey, man, I just wrote a new article on this. Really like to get your impression of it. Or just shared an awesome experience with you and head over to this blog and take a look at it, right? So micro content, you should be doing that multiple times through the day. I say minimum 6 to 8 times. You should be doing it much more than that, right? So we're constantly plugged in. I constantly have Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I have my blog. I have all this stuff open in front of me all day long so that I can, when a thought hits me, when a link hits, comes to my attention, when I produce new content, I can then create a link in these platforms. When I create a new stream, when I create the podcast, I'll send a note out to those platforms, all that kind of stuff. Micro content should be going on all the time, should become part of your daily activity. All right. So content doesn't have to be as overwhelming as many people think. All right. Moving on. Number three thing you should be spending your time on is your marketing, of course. And that, when I talk about that, I'm talking about everything from building your web pages, your landing pages, your sales funnels, your sales pages, your partner pages, everything to do with the customer or your audience will touch when they come into your website, into your domain, and you start to convert them into leads, warm leads, and then customers, and then continually follow up with them, right? You need to be working on that every day, just improving it, right? Building it if you don't have it, and improving it certainly if you do have it. And we can always improve conversions. We can try new things, try new headline formats, try new templates. We can try new offers, lots of different techniques for improving, and you need to be working on that every day. And then finally, number four is we need to be taking action on doing things, testing it, reviewing it, and revising it. So every day we need to be doing things. We need to be releasing the content, and then we look at it and say, what did that do? How many visitors did that bring back? What did those visitors do? Did they convert? We learn from it. If it didn't bring any visitors back, then we try something else. And we look back at our stats and see, okay, what were the top content pieces over the last 30 days? And then we sort of piggyback on those and do variants of them. And then we get even more traffic in. So all kinds of opportunity to do, test, review, revise. Now, a lot of that, the other thing that's important here is you get engaged with your marketplace and that you stay engaged with your marketplace. And that means I did a quick scope Periscope stream before the podcast, and I was sharing with the my Scope audience that here's an example. I sold a number of ebook packages bundles yesterday after a promotion I did, and there's an auto email sequence that kicks off when someone buys. It allows them to download the product, ask them a couple of questions about, were they able to get it, et cetera, engages them. There's one of them does an upsell to another package or across. You can do cross sells, other promotions, things like that. But what I did was personally went out to every one of those and just gave them a quick email saying, hey, man, thanks a lot for buying the product. Really like to know my customers. What was the motivation behind it? What project are you working on? What do you hope to get out of the product? Do you have any questions? Were you able to get it? Just a few questions. And it was a personal email right from me. And as I told the Scope audience, like over half of them came back within an hour, almost instantly, some of them, and said, hey, I've never gotten an email directly from a product owner like that. Personal email right after someone bought people know the difference between a canned download message and a canned auto responder sequence and personal emails. And there's no reason you can't get personally involved with those customers and offer to help them out. You can't be afraid of that. You get in the weeds with them and you find out, there was some awesome exchanges I had with these people. I found out the projects they're working on. I found out new case studies for how people are going to use my product. I found out new use cases. I found out new new areas where I could improve the product and add to it. I found out how to improve the product from a flow perspective, because I found out what these people were looking for, and what they were looking for was halfway through the product. So maybe that's, I make sure that upfront they know where that is a little bit easier. All kinds of things I learned just within that sort of hour or 2 hours of following up with those customers. So awesome. Engaging is your competitive advantage these days. The degree to which you engage directly with your market will set you aside, will get you word of mouth marketing, will differentiate you from the competition, and will take you to new levels of success. And that's critical in this day and age. Okay, so that's it for the podcast. I hope you guys took notes. Go back and listen to this again. There's a lot of useful stuff here, and this is taken directly from our businesses. This is stuff that works. This isn't theory. This is, you know, things we're sharing from you. And it's why we only do the podcast once a week, because, you know, the rest of the week we're working on businesses. We're building and growing our businesses. And we take this valuable time out of the week each week to share these with you, because I really do, at the end of the day, want you guys to make the best use of your time and realize your dreams and realize your goals. And a lot of the stuff out there, let's face it, isn't going to help you in that direction. And so I need to make sure that you share this with people, share it on the blog, share it on your social networking, so other people can take advantage of this and learn from it the proper way. And hopefully can, you know, share it with other people and make their dreams come true. So thanks for joining me today. Really appreciate your time. And like I said, go back and listen to this, take notes and save it, because, you know, chances are, as you get into business, you're going to find some stuff that's pretty useful here. All right. I'm Jeff Smith from hiretrustmarketing.com/blog and infomarketerzone.com. We will talk to you very soon. Thanks for joining me.